AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Water, food, and other supplies are being airlifted to places cut off by mudslides and washed-out roads in the mountains of western North Carolina. The death toll from Hurricane Helene has now reached at least 132 across six southeastern states. Meantime, Jackie Quinn reports the recovery efforts have gotten an injection of politics.
President Biden in the Oval Office.
There's a lot to do, and this is just beginning.
Announcing he'll take an aerial view of the damage in North Carolina Wednesday. He had FEMA pre-position assets and quickly approved disaster declarations for Florida, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Biden visibly angered.
He's lying.
When he was asked about Donald Trump criticizing the relief effort. While meeting with Georgia's governor.
The governor's doing a very good job. He's having a hard time getting the president on the phone.
I've spoken to the governor, spent time with him, and he told me he's lying. I don't know why he does this.
When Trump was president, he delayed disaster aid for Puerto Rico after a hurricane and took FEMA money to use for migrant deportations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Kirk has formed in the eastern Atlantic and is expected to become a large and powerful hurricane by tomorrow night or Wednesday. The Israeli military says it's begun what it describes as a limited localized operation against Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon, with targeted ground raids on villages close to the Israeli border. Meantime, Hezbollah's deputy leader vows to continue fighting, despite much of the militant group's top command, including its leader Hassan Nasrallah, having been killed in recent Israeli strikes. The union for 45,000 dock workers and the group representing East and Gulf Coast ports have exchanged wage offers, leaving a ray of hope a deal can be reached without a strike. The International Longshoremen's Association set a 12:01 a.m. deadline. Wall Street closed a winning month and quarter with the S&P and the Dow hitting new highs. This is AP News. A trio of actors have died. Veteran character actor John Ashton, perhaps best known as police detective John Taggart in the Beverly Hills Cop films. Gavin Creel, a Broadway veteran and Tony winner for Hello, Dolly. And Margie Zaraletta reports on a star of Days of Our Lives.
You want some company or you want to sleep?
Drake Hogeston thought he'd be a baseball player. He played for a New York Yankees farm team until he was injured in 1977. He appeared in the CBS series Seven Brides for Seven Brothers in the early 1980s.
You want me to forget that you brainwashed me into believing that I was Roman Brady.
Hogeston joined Days of Our Lives in 1986 as a mysterious character known as The Pawn, before he was known as John Black. He played that character for 38 years and more than 4,200 episodes. Longevity was in his blood. He was married to his childhood sweetheart, Victoria Post, for 37 years. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.